This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Americans? Oh, excuse me. What's up, nationalist? Oh, hold on a minute. What's up, black nationalist? I know what you're saying out there in radio land. You're saying to yourselves, what is that Kevin Jackson saying? He called us Americans. He called us nationalists. One's patriotic. One is racist. And then he called us black nationalists. Doesn't he know what his audience is? He's a conservative. That black man has lost it. Is he on crack? Yeah, don't panic, white people. I'm going to explain to you today just how black you are. Yeah, I'm glad to know that all of these beautiful, unique, multicolored, multifaceted human beings are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Not a single one of us the same color. Not a single one of you is white. No, you're a bunch of mocha chocolata yayas. That's what you are, Creole baby mama lot, is what I'm saying to you. You heard me, black people. Oh, no, no, no. Don't go looking around. Don't look at your buddy if you're driving. Don't look at your wife or your kids. You're all black folks. You're black folks. You're listening to the right guy. I promise you, you are. You are all black people here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, even if you don't know it. And I know you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? Explain, my brother. See? I just caught you, my brother, right there. Yeah. All black people here. See, there's a time when we are all the same color. You haven't even thought about this. You don't think about things deeply, do you? Have you been paying attention to the Kevin Jackson Show and listening to the Chancellor? That would be me, the host of the show. Have I mentioned my name? It's Kevin Jackson. Anyway, we are all the same color when it is pitch black. Have you ever been in a dark room? And I mean, I'm talking about there is no ambient light whatsoever. There's not light leaking through the blinds. There's nothing. It is pitch stinking black. And you can't see your hand in front of you. What color is everything around you? Huh? I'm just curious. In a room full of white folks, when it is pitch black, what color are you white folks? Is this thing on? Somebody, hello? Hello? That's when we're all the same color. I was in London. I was the only black dude in a whole room, well, except for the wait staff. And, I mean, it was full of well-to-do white folks. You know, Brits. A black tie event, pardon the pun. And the lights failed. I mean, the lectures went out. Boom. Just for a second. I started hearing African chants. And it wasn't me. It was better than that, actually. What are y'all looking at? True story. I'm in Britain. Lights go out. Sea of white people in penguin suits, tuxedos. You know, highbrow Brits. The haute couture. You know, the upper crust, as they call it. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know how snooty them Brits can be? Yeah, lights go out. Here. African chants, man. People I thought were Brits began singing and talking in different African tongues. The clickers. And then, you know, all kinds of African singing. A cacophony. That's a big word for me. A cacophony of music could be heard. And I swear, I think there was even dancing. Thought I heard drums. Yeah. Those Brits had gotten in touch with their blackness, and suddenly the lights came on, and everybody's like looking around like, what? And I'm looking at them going, oh, y'all ain't fooling me, white people. You are not fooling me. I know exactly what was going on. They'd gotten in touch with their inner blackness, and I'm telling you, I want you to get in touch with your inner blackness. This way, when people come up to you and talk about all the ethnic and the cultural differences of black people, you go, hey, hold on a minute. Let me tell you where I'm from. I'm from the motherland. And you start telling your story. Yeah, you start talking to people like this. You do not understand what I've been through. Many tribal stories I will tell you today. Yeah. So I want you guys to get in touch with that. I want to share some of our culture, black culture. But you know what? We can pay tribute to a lot of these white folks that helped us here in America. Not on the motherland. Not on the motherland. No. Here. Bunch of white folks. Without those white folks, I'm not on this radio station. Yeah. You wouldn't even be able to proclaim your blackness today with me. Like Lincoln. Member of the anti-slavery party, the Republican Party, the very same Republican Party of today, just with a lot less balls. Don't forget about the 386,000 white men who fought to free black people from the 284,000 white Democrats who fought to keep black people enslaved. Do you even know this statistic, black people? Many of our forefathers fought on the side of freedom. And they would set records in Congress that remain to this day. The number of black people that have served in government during the period of Reconstruction is it's laughable in comparison to the knuckleheads of today. Oh, we have Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. Oh, and who was our first? Oh, yeah. We had, oh, what's his face? Remember they had that little dude that Blagojevich tried to, that Blagojevich place, Burris, and then Barack Obama came in as a senator? Yeah, that was what the Democrats are all proud of. You go back and look at your Republican history and the number of black folks you put into power in the 1800s when white Democrats were trying to lynch him and passing all kinds of egregious legislation against black people, threatening to hang them, threatening to hang you, lynching people. You know what I'm talking about. And here you are. You're questioning. I don't know. All you got to do is know a little history. One of these lefties comes at you and you say, shut up. 386,000 white men. Let a black person come talk to me about, you a sellout, you Uncle Tom. Yeah, I'm a sellout. I'm a sellout for the 386,000 white men who freed me. And you're a sellout for the 284,000 white Democrats who wanted you to still be a slave. Shut up. Get out of my face. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today. A ton to talk about. But I just want you to understand, I'm going to free you. I'm going to free you. I'm fighting on the side of freedom. And that's what we're here to do, is to free people, free your minds, get you to understand why you need to be proud of who you are. And no matter what that other side does, I'm not telling you always take the high road in the sense of don't let them get in your face. I'm saying you take the high road by understanding what you're about and defending your position. That is the highest road you can take. Hit one of my kids to see if I take the high road. I'll take the high road and I'll drag you down it. Anyway, I'm just having some fun with you. Glad you guys are with me. Listen to Kevin Jackson. We ain't going nowhere. I'll be right here when you get back. Keep it going.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses a Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events
Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I gotta tell you, folks, leftists are all the time. Not some of the time, not part of the time. All the time. Trying to figure out how to get more out of you. I'm not kidding. It is their mission to make your life miserable, to get from you what they're not willing to work for themselves. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Leftists know this. You can be mad at me. I don't care. I'm telling you who you are. See, I don't want anything from anybody unless I've earned it or unless they willingly give it to me. I was up in New York. I had to go up there for some business. And I stay at a hotel. And by the way, they jack you. They jack you on the rates, particularly after December. But it's already expensive to stay there. But let's say a hotel costs you $300 and you think, ooh, you must stay frou-frou-frou. No, $300 pre-December is not a frou-frou-frou. That's a Holiday Inn in Manhattan, okay? But let's say you pay $300-$350 for a hotel. And that's probably an average cost. After the holidays, it doubles. So you jump up to $700 a night. I heard a guy settle his bill the other day when I was there, $2,600. Probably been there a week. Anyway, they jack you. But here's what got me. there was an 8-point-something% tax, room tax. Then there was a 5-point-something% local tax that went to New York City. Then there was it was called a city tax or whatever. Then they called a local tax, and it was a I don't remember the percentage, but it was like 1%. Okay, so it was 8-point-something, 5-point-something, 1-point-something. So I'm at 14, almost 15% tax, just tax. Then they tack on something called a you're a visitor, you know, like visitor tax, like guest. And it was like 1%. Then finally, it had plus a $20 surcharge. And I remembered when I signed up, you know, to take my room, it had all these things you had to check. And then there's a little thing that says you agree to pay this $20 surcharge. Doesn't tell you what it's for. It's just a $20 surcharge. Now, the room was roughly, you know, $350 a night or whatever it was. So I'm paying $20 for the surcharge on a $350 a night room. So go ahead and do the math on that. Plus 15% additional tax. So the room ends up being well over $400 a night. And it's a bunch of taxes that you're stuck paying them. Then they wonder why you want to do an Airbnb. It's crazy. These people, let me tell you, how do you survive? I ask every time I go to New York, I ask people, how do you survive? I ask every cab driver, how do you survive? But here, this I'm bringing this up because I want to tell you, California wanted to tax texting. This is a story from Bay Area News Group. Texting your sweetheart that you're on your way home, California may soon charge you for that. This is no LOL matter, critics say. State regulators have been ginning up a scheme to charge a fee for text messaging on mobile phones to help support programs that make phone service accessible to the poor. Now, you already pay a poor tax to let people get those. I think it's called the FUTA. It's certainly the FU tax. I'll guarantee you that. it's like the FU tax of America. Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't know what it stands for. Federal utility tax or something like that. But they said the wireless industry and business groups have been working to defeat this proposal, now scheduled for a vote by the California Public Utilities Commission, and a guy by the name of Jim, I didn't get the whole article, said it's a dumb idea. And he's exactly right. It's a dumb idea. Well, I tell you what. Why don't you tax me when I go have a meeting, when I talk to people? Texting costs nobody money. It is part of the service of my phone. And you want to pay, you want to get money for it. Keep in mind, when the phone first came out, and many of you children don't understand, it used to be in a box. I mean, you carried it, it was about the size of a shoebox, the cell phone. But then when it first came out, it would charge you by the minute. By the minute. Didn't even have texting. Well, maybe you did. I think it was pretty quick. We had text messaging. And then they had Nextel that had the quick little beep beep service or whatever. Now they got rid of that. But the point is, you know, it was by the minute. Then people got smart and said, okay, the technology's changed. We have much more, bandwidth for allowing more and more people on. And eventually it just became like it's a flat fee. But even the services that give you unlimited, they say things like, it's unlimited up to 18 gig or 22 gig. After that, we're going to slow you down. Okay? But text messaging, direct messaging, and all these different Apple products and different things, you can do direct. You could Skype, all these different things for free. But with text messaging, California goes, you know, let's figure out a way to take this antiquated. The text messaging outside of the phone is the most antiquated piece of the technology. And they're saying, let's take the most antiquated technology, but the one that's used by the majority of the people, and let's get them off of that by taxing it. So what are you going to do? Run us all over to Skype or run us all over to some instant messaging type platform? Technology is going to figure a way out of it, especially if you tax it. But they're sitting around thinking about this, and it reminds me of the tennis shoe tax in Chicago, where they wanted to build a new community center. So they said, hey, we'll add a 50-cent tennis shoe tax So you're going to go tax a bunch of kids that wear tennis shoes. I don't know about you guys. I don't own a lot of tennis shoes. But they're going to tax the black community who buys Jordans, like, you know, Mexican kids give out Chiclets. But, yeah, it's for the community. They sit around looking for things to tax. If they can't get the tax from your gasoline, then they say, well, let's tax the mileage because the cars are too efficient. So we can no longer make money off just the gasoline tax. Now people don't fill up as much. They're just constantly trying to figure out how to get to you. Well, anyway, they came out and said this. Californians can continue their carefree texting for the foreseeable future. The state's Public Utility Commission announced it would not tax residents' cell phone plans, reversing course on a proposal to add a new monthly fee on texting. Now, let me give you another tax. So, Arizona, they gave the teachers a crap load of money. They stole the money from the first responders. Okay, they just took it out of their budget. And then you know what they did? They arbitrarily said, okay, we're going to jack up every car now has to pay an additional $34 to register. And they included the golf carts that run around in these little communities. So now if there's 1 million cars, and I don't know what they were trying to raise, but here's what I'll tell you. Whatever they were trying to raise, they more than raised by arbitrarily raising the taxes on the sticker on your car. That affects everybody, rich people, poor people. I don't care what kind of car you have. Now, rich people can absorb it, but poor people now have a $34 more tax. Why? Because Ducey decides he's going to give the teachers this money, steals it from the firefighters. Then they say, well, we got to fund the firefighters. That's how they do it. Bunch of scumbags.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Egypt has put forward a proposal for a new Gaza ceasefire agreement as war rages on between Israel and Hamas. Egypt's ceasefire proposal, though, falls short of Israel's demands. It would not allow for Israeli troops to remain in Gaza after the war with Hamas is concluded. Israel declaring near total control over the northern Gaza Strip. This after conducting overnight bombings, resulting in more than a dozen casualties in intense weekend fighting. President Biden, following a lengthy phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, states that he is not urging for a ceasefire despite mounting pressure to do so. The Biden administration continuing to speak out against anti-Semitic threats in the country. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. I talked in the first segment about faith, my faith, how I've raised my sons, and just this overwhelming need to let people know that, you know, we got nothing. I'm not talking about we have nothing to be afraid of. I do believe God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and you figure that out. But this isn't meant to be a religious thing. I mean, I'm happy if some people appreciate the fact that I talk about religion and specifically my Christianity. But what I'm really looking forward to is telling you guys that you can make an impact on people by not being concerned that people understand that about you. We hide that from folks. I can't believe people actually congratulate. Kevin, way to go, talking about your Christianity. I'm like, what do you mean, way to go? That's who I am. Any more than I talk about being a martial artist. Yeah. I mean, I think the former one's a bigger deal. I mean, I'm happy to be a martial artist. It certainly has saved my butt a time or two. But so is being a Christian. But I'm not going to... I'm not overdoing it. I'm not trying to over-sanctimonious somebody. I'm not a bigger Christian than you. And, you know, I think that that's part of our problem on the left. But the reason why I came up was Ken Shamrock, who's an MMA guy, mixed martial artist, one of the founding members of the USC, you know, one of the first guys to fight in it. He gave a speech to some folks, and he opened up about his childhood. It was very difficult. He discussed poverty. And as I relate his story to you, I want you to think about what kids face today and how they become different human beings. One of my friends, in fact, Dr. Ben Carson, and I talked about this and many others. They would say, Kevin, the only thing that's going to save this country is us relying on God. I don't disagree with that. How many of you prayed that Hillary Clinton wouldn't become president? All jokes aside, that is the only thing that can save this country. But the way you deliver that message does not have to be from preaching. Quite honestly, it needs to be from doing. That's why with the Tea Party community, I said, we're going to be doers. We are not going to be talkers. Our deeds, if you will guide the way people think about us. It'll guide the way we take this thing to the next level. Anyway, back to Ken Shamrock. So, he grew up in abject poverty, and then he ran away from home. And as I said, I want you to think about the kids that you know fit this description. If you've ever worked with at-risk kids, you know what I'm talking about. It is a place in my heart for these kids. So Shamrock runs away from home, and then he gets a criminal record. He credits his spiritual growth as a teenager to his time at a boys' home. directed by the man who eventually adopted him, a guy by the name of Bob Shamrock. Now, Ken's got a brother, Frank, who was in that home. Ken Shamrock and Frank Shamrock, they are not biological brothers, but they grew up as brothers. Both of them became mixed martial artists. And Ken Shamrock says of Bob, the only difference between that group home and all the other ones that I went to was church. See, I got two friends. One of them became the Northwest heavyweight kickboxing champion, and his brother was even badder than he was, and thankfully he just decided not to fight because there's no way Barry was going to be the champ if Jerry decided to be the champ. And if when I tell you that these boys were absolute corn-fed white boys that were tougher than nails, you better know they were. Both of those kids were headed in the wrong direction, and sports, in this particular case, martial arts, changed their lives. They got somebody that said, you know what? You are headed for disaster, and unless I intervene, you're dead or in prison. And he intervened in these boys' lives and got them on the straight and narrow. And I'm telling you right now, if you saw Jerry, who's one of the toughest guys I've ever met, I'll tell you a quick story about Jerry. He's a biker, and he's a big guy, and he's a heck of a fighter. And some guy, when they were in a biker bar, grabbed his, you know, like fondled his girlfriend's breast. And Jerry put 8 people in the hospital. 8 bikers. And when the cops came, he was still fighting. There weren't enough bikers in that bar to get Jerry out. And especially mad, because he didn't get mad. He got cool. And he started taking people out left and right. Bad to the bone. But anyway, their story, 2 juvenile delinquents headed to prison or dead, intervened by somebody that saw something in them and said, I'm gonna pull that energy and put it into something good. And I know I just told you Jerry beat up some guys at a biker bar, but hey, you know, sometimes we sin, right? and made these kids what they are. The reason why I'm telling you guys this is you have these opportunities. There, but by the grace of God, go I, or my brother, or a lot of my cousins, and as I've told many people, on my dad's side of the family, every male family member of my immediate side, in other words, my uncle's kids, and my aunt's sons, etc., every one of them has been to prison. Because nobody intervened. Nobody said anything. They just went along their way. And I look at these leftists who watch this cycle of violence and this cycle of just, you know, dysfunction. And they do nothing. And they get mad at me, who I know it. I know it firsthand. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's an author. I said, hey, he's written 3 best-selling books now. And we were talking. I was congratulating him. And he says, you know, Kevin, I got to get something else. I want to do this other thing. So we were talking about a project he's working on. And I said, you know, I almost did a similar project, and I was going to call the book Split Second, and it was going to be stories of people I talked to on the plane or whatever, and it was about what split-second decision they'd made that may have changed their lives. And I said, let me give you an example. I said, I had a lady one time, she told me, it was when I met my husband, and I thought, wow, this is going to be a romantic, interesting story. And she said, he almost killed me. I was able to get out of that abusive relationship, and she went on to explain the story, and she says, but in a split second, I was smitten by him. I was, you know, beguiled by his conversation, etc. And she says, if I could have that split second back, I would walk away from that moment. I was like, wow. I asked one of my cousins. I said, what was your split second moment? He says, oh, cuz. He said, mine. He goes, I kind of had 2. And he says, when I was a kid, he goes, I was watching Uncle Frank, and he was, you know, me and my cousin, who was Uncle Frank's son, he goes, they were rolling dope. And we were wondering why they always had these big baggies in the garage, and we would stay there one night and watch them roll dope. And they called us in there, and they were 8 years old, and they made us smoke. We had to roll our own dope, and they made us smoke it. And they laughed at us when we started coughing. He says, fast forward a few years, you know, whatever. He says, my cousin asked me that I want to go pick up a thing of dope and ride back with him. And I said, yes. And he says, my grandmother told me I have a bad feeling. She goes, baby, I don't know what you're doing today, but I have a bad feeling about it. And he goes, I went. And he got busted. And he served federal time. Everybody has that moment, that split second, that you made a decision. That you either, it changed your life for the positive, it changed your life for the negative. And when I was gathering up these stories, I was just fascinated by sometimes you're expecting a negative and you get a positive, or you're expecting a positive and you get a negative. But you know what would never disappoint? The story. Everybody had it. And you know what's funny? When you tell them, when you ask that question, they were like, I don't know. And you go, yeah, you do. Think about it. Bad work decision, bad relationship decision, bad decision with one of your children. You know, maybe you could have done something different. A relationship that could have been better. A split second in your car where you looked away. Who knows? You have it. The reason why I'm bringing it up to you folks is you have these moments. You in a split second can change somebody's life. I cannot tell you how many people will say to me, Kevin, I heard you on the radio and you said this. And it created that moment for them. Or some kids, when you've gotten over 1,000 kids adopted, believe me, those kids tell stories. Mr. Jackson, when you did this or said this, or I watched you blankety blank, I was like, wow. And I was like, really? I impacted you. Yes. Yes, sir. Or whatever. I tell the story about my son when we were watching Jurassic Park and a man yelled at him and we went out into the lobby and I said, dude, you yell at my son. You even look his way again. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you so bad you're going to wish you'd never been born. And my son told me years later, Dad, that empowered me. I knew nobody could bother me. My dad would be there to protect me. You don't know what that moment is. You know what your moment is, but you don't know the impact your moment has on other people, that you have on other people to give them their moment. I want more conservatives giving people their moments. Be strong in your faith, is what I'm telling you. That's our advantage over the left.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So there's a show on, and it's under fire. I'm amazed at how, you know, people on the left make a living with leftism, particularly women. From Lily Ledbetter to this new so-called Me Too movement where actresses get paid millions of dollars for mere accusations. It's so far tipped in the scale in favor of women, it's ridiculous. And If you just stop for a second and ask yourself, aren't we all human beings? Oh, yeah, because my genitalia is on the outside. That makes me different, or yours is on the inside. I don't think of it any. I look at it as something's got to pollinate, right? So there's a role for each of us in nature in terms of procreation. That's it. Outside of that, do what you want to do. I was looking at these. I don't know if you ever see these big weightlifter girls. And I was looking at pictures of them the other day. Somebody sent them to me. Melissa, I think it was Melissa. Anyway, so I'm looking at these pictures of these big weightlifter girls. And they have fake boobs. And they have so little fat on their bodies that you can actually see the form of the silicone. It's not a breast. It's just merely a piece of silicone hiding under skin. And their chest is so broad that it just sits up there like, you know, like they were just placed on there. It was ridiculous. And these women are so huge. I'm not kidding you. They are 200, 240 pounds and just bulging muscles. It is the most unattractive thing I've ever seen. And pursuit of what? I don't get it. The biggest dude is still going to be bigger than her, than any of these women. In other words, if you inject the man with as much steroid as these women are injecting, and they are, they're, you know, it's a widely known thing. That's why they have the industry of the clean weightlifters and the dirty ones. The dirty ones are taking the body to grotesque proportions. You should see guys that shoot up directly into their muscles and look at the size of their biceps and stuff. The human body is unusable for the most part when you go that route, but they do. And, but these women that go, you know, just, I don't get it. But that's not even what I wanted to talk about. Because there's a situation with this actress on a show that I watch. And her name is Eliza Dushku. And she was on a show called Bull. And Bull is a show that's based on Dr. Phil's previous job when he would do jury selections. Anyway, this woman, Eliza Dushku, claimed sexual abuse when the star of this show, a guy named, I think his name is Michael Weatherly, but I know his last name is Weatherly. Yeah, Michael Weatherly. When he made some kind of off-color joke about the lines that he was given to read. So here's what the Hollywood Reporter says. Actress Eliza Dushku was paid a secret settlement of $9.5 million to quiet reports of sexual harassment she allegedly received from Bull star Michael Weatherly while filming a number of episodes of the CBS show last year. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and just tell you. Anybody ever heard of Eliza Dushku? Dushku, before I just gave you the name. If you watch Bull, I'll be honest with you. I had to remember, I was trying to remember, what she looked like? Because when I saw this, I knew she was missing because I watched an episode and they said, she died or whatever. And Bull was upset, you know, the guy who plays. And so I was like, she died? Why'd they kill her off the show? And so I went, okay, they killed her off the show for contracts or whatever. She wanted too much money, whatever. Later on, I found out she'd done this. Now, I want you to understand, this is a woman nobody knows. Maybe she did some bit roles here or there, but she's not known as Eliza or E, like Cher or, you know, Imam or whatever. No, she's nobody knows her. And $9.5 million to do X number of episodes of a show, you know, that's doing pretty well for yourself, even though she's not a marquee. She's no Jennifer Aniston. Okay, you get what I'm saying? She ruins it because she says, you know, I was sexually abused with what happened. So here it goes on to say this. Hired to play a love interest of Weatherly's character on the show. She's going to be the love interest of the top character on the show. Does that give you an idea of what her future looked like? And it says, came on for a 3-episode run, was meant to be a much larger role as the series went on. However, after Dushku reported sexually charged comments made by the star to her, she was written off the show. After mediation with the network, they paid her a settlement worth $9.5 million. So she did 3 episodes, got over $3 million an episode, which I think is high, because they probably just paid off her contract. But I want you to understand, this is a girl who had fought her way up. Who knows? Casting Couch, Harvey Weinstein, I don't know. But she made it. And now she's claiming sexual harassment, and she's there. Weatherly was reviewing lines about the woman who was to be his love interest, and in doing so, the actress paid millions to play his love interest, decided she was going to get an earlier payday. Now, I want you to consider the context of what happened here. The alleged harassment that Dushka claims she endured from Weatherly include the actor referring to her as legs, joking that he would pull her over his knee and spank her, asking her if she would like to have a, quote, threesome, and inviting her to his rape van. She claims the experiences which took place in front of the entire cast and crew left her, quote, humiliated. Now, I read that and went, that seems kind of weird. That's strange talk, particularly to be doing it in front of the entire cast. The latter remark, Weatherly described, was an attempted humor based on a line from the script. The scripted line in that scene was, "Hey, young lady, step into my windowless van." He said, "I didn't particularly like that line, so I joked in order to highlight how distasteful the emphasis of the line was about in a rape van," Weatherly said. You get what I'm saying? He's reading the script and going, "Who writes this nonsense?" And he's explaining, he's in his own head putting it into the other actors, and this chick is like, "Oh my gosh, it was so bad." He's criticizing the writing, and he's implying nothing else. And while his style maybe wasn't everybody's cup of tea, was it really worth suing over? A cushy role on a hit show, and suddenly this chick is offended over comments like that. That's the level of sensitivity that we have in this world today, folks. For the record, I would have played his love interest for a fraction of that amount, as long as I didn't have to kiss him or lay in bed with him. But if we were just at home, you know, and he's come back from work, and then I give him a glass of wine, ask him a few questions about the job, and comfort my multi-million-dollar making high-powered jury selector, yeah, I would have done it. Oh, man, the women in the women's movement they're a crack-up. So the article continues. Weatherly also issued an apology to The Times, saying, "During the course of taping our show, I made some jokes mocking some lines in the script. When Eliza told me that she wasn't comfortable with my language and attempted humor, I was mortified to have offended her and immediately apologized. After reflecting on this further, I better understand that what I said was both not funny and not appropriate, and I'm sorry and I regret the pain this caused Eliza. The pain of $9.5 million. Now, given CBS's recent sexual abuse controversies, this claim to me looks rather opportunistic. Recall, CBS President Les Moonves was ousted over sexual abuse allegations earlier in the year, and it was while they were investigating his case that some undercover person found the Weatherly situation here. Now, as for Weatherly, to have to issue an apology for doing what people do naturally is ridiculous. I'm not saying I agree with what he said, by any means. But, look, people have said crass things to me, and I look at them and go, seriously? But I don't think, wow, I'm going to sue them because I can't handle this. This is just too much. See, I predict when the movement starts crushing female executives, suddenly adults are going to get their sanity back. Leftists or the adults on the left, because they're mostly children. But somebody's going to get their snap, as they say, and go, wait a minute. This is starting to backfire. So CBS issues this statement.
The allegations in Ms. Dushku's claims are an example that while we remain committed to a culture defined by a safe, inclusive, and respectful workplace, our work is far from done.
Really? So you're going to throw this guy under the bus because he's talking about lines from a script that sucked? If you want to say, guys, look, just be a little more careful with your language. But I wouldn't settle lawsuits like this. This is ridiculous. What CBS commits to is essentially accepting extortion. And until the winds of change, you know, happen against women, we got to endure this type of nonsense, unfortunately. But I believe him.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.